I want you to start this one by relaxing for me. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Get yourself in a position where, say, if you decided to relax completely, if your mind went away totally, and your body was just empty and loose and slack, then you'd be fine for a while. So make sure you're comfortable like that. Good. And all I want you to do is listen while I paint you a picture of a little story for you. A little story of what could be happening. I want you to picture, say, maybe that you're exactly where you are now. Relaxed, comfortable, listening, finding your mind drifting a little, finding yourself drifting a little. And instead of listening to my voice like this, instead of listening to a file, instead of this lovely, relaxing experience, you having a different relaxing experience. I want you to picture that instead of sitting or lying and listening to this recorded message, you are listening to my voice live. Picture that now. It's just a small change to make, isn't it? In both cases, you don't have any input. You're not speaking, you're not responding other than internally. Maybe I'm speaking just to you right now. Maybe this is life. You didn't notice. Maybe this is just for you and it's feeling so good. It's my voice work. Its way into your mind. Picturing yourself like that. A little private session. Just you and me. Just your mind and my voice. And my voice weaving words into your mind that are designed just for you. Knowing how intense it feels right now as you drop and melt. As you fall deep for me, knowing how intensely and powerfully you surrender for me already. You can picture how many thousand times more powerfully you can submit and surrender and melt and fall and drop when my words are just for you. When my eyes are on you, watching your reactions, using them against you, drawing attention to your helplessness, and twisting that back upon you to pull you down deeper. You can almost feel it, can't you? That intensity of being seen, of your submission being enjoyed like that, of serving like that. You can feel it. You know what that will be like. How good that feels. To know that the words entering your mind are just for you. Are just for you. Designed for you. Leading you. Guiding you. Using turns of phrase that are designed exactly for your mind, for your wants, for your needs, for your cravings. And as I lead you down and lead you deeper, as you relax just as you're relaxing now, as your mind goes blank just as it's blank now, I twist and pull. I use my words in ways that make you feel so very good. Dropping words and ideas into your mind designed to fit your fantasies so perfectly. that are designed to work with your wants, with your desires, with the things that make you melt, with the things that turn you on, with the things that make you blush to admit. My words, using all that I know about you. You can feel how intense that will be, can't you? Feel how intense that could feel for you. To have someone using all of that against you and responding to you, responding to your responses, twisting them back to turn upon you, every blink, every little vocalization, every sigh or blush, giving me more to use to pull you in deeper. Think how intense that would feel, to have your mind laid bare, to spill your desires to me, so that in turn I can twist them upon you, make them true and make them feel more intense and more powerful and more wonderful than you ever thought possible. Even as you drop now thinking about that, it's like you're there. Like whatever it is that comes to mind when you think about what you'd most like to have your mind twisted into is happening. You're feeling that effect. Feeling how that would feel. Responding how you'd respond. Enjoying how you would enjoy that. Every word I'm speaking now translated into a word I would be speaking then. One that makes you feel so good. So seen, these words coming just for you, just for your mind, just for your ears, just for your desires. And each one having such an impact on that open mind, your mind so accustomed, so well trained, so well used, conditioned, to my words, to my voice, to my intonation. Maybe in this scenario, you get brought up, even as you say deep down now, maybe in this imagining, you get brought up, awake, alert, and you have all my control demonstrated on you. The effects from what I've done to you deep in trance shown off, made to work, made to confront your own helplessness in the face of it, whatever effect or trigger, so intense, so powerful, you can almost feel it now, can't you, the effects of that, how good that would feel, how controlled you would feel. How intense it would be, how good it would be. As you're met with proof of your own surrender, with evidence of your own melting. And as you come up and down in this imagining for me, as you sink further and further right now for me, as your mind is twisted in and out of that fantasy, well, it just feels better. Each time you come up, giving me data to use to twist you up more precisely when I pull you back down. So good. So easy. So simple. Feeling so wonderful to be going up and down as you go down and down. Knowing all the ways that you could be manipulated and twisted in all the ways that you want the most. Feeling so very good. As your mind fills in all the gaps, all the fantasies that you would want to come true, all the things that I would be saying then, feeling now, and knowing that you feel even better than that because there's parts of what I would do with you to you that you can't even imagine right now. So your mind just fills it in with pleasure. Those parts of trance you can't remember or Those bits where you just can't quite make the connection right now, but you know how good it will feel, so you feel so good now. All those things that would wrap around your mind and make you feel so wonderful, all those words that would overwhelm you, as you're overwhelmed now in a different way. And of course, at the end, when I've finished melting your mind, and when I've put you back together, when I've left you with just whatever you need to carry on, whatever you've decided you want to keep for the next time, I'd bring you back up one last time, as you're about to come back up for me in just a moment. With your mind returned to normal, no lingering triggers or effects, just remembering what a good time you had, and how wonderful it felt. And knowing that you've been a good, pleasing toy for me. As you rise, back up and out of trance, my good toy, and as you fantasize, as you imagine rising out of trance that last time for me, in 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1, fully awake for me. Good toy.